Charlotte, Mama, and Daddy had gotten out of the pickup, and Daddy was heading toward the rear to open the fiberglass camper top and the tailgate when one of the young men approached, pushing a dolly, and said, "Welcome. Moving in?"
"Yeah,"
said Daddy in a wary tone. "Can I give you folks a hand?" He was smiling, but Daddy wasn't.
"No, thanks."
"You sure?"
"Yep."
"Okay. If you change your mind, let one of us know." Whereupon he went off, pushing the dolly toward another vehicle. Daddy turned to Mama and said,
"He'd want a tip."
Mama nodded sagely over this insight into the wiles of life here on the other side of the Blue Ridge.
"I don't think so, Daddy," said Charlotte. "They look like students to me."
"That don't matter," said Daddy. "You'll see. When we get in there, you're going to see those students standing there waiting and folks digging into their pockets. Besides what we got, it won't take much to tote it."
So Daddy opened the fiberglass camper top and lowered the tailgate. Charlotte really hadn't brought a whole lot, just a big duffel bag, two suitcases, and a box of books. Daddy had gone to the trouble of putting the camper top over the bed of the pickup, not so much to protect her things from the weather, which the TV said would be fine all over the East, as to provide some privacy in case he and Mama had to spend the night here for some reason. They had their sleeping bags rolled up on the trunk bed and an igloo cooler with enough sandwiches and water to get by. True to his word, Daddy toted the two heaviest things himself. He put the duffel bag up on his shoulder and somehow carried that whole box of books under his other arm. Goodness knows how he did it, except that he was strong as a bull from all the hard work he'd done in his life. The literature from DuPont had said to come dressed ready for moving in, and so Daddy had on the old short-sleeved plaid sport shirt that hung out over a pair of the thorn-proof gray twill pants he wore when he went hunting. Charlotte immediately monitored the parking lot and was relieved to see that most of the other fathers were dressed more or less the same as Daddy, casual shirts and pants, and in some cases, shorts, although there was something different about theirs. Naturally, she checked out the other female freshmen with that same swift sweep of the eyes, and that was a relief, too. She was afraid they might be all dressed up, although she didn't really think they would be. Practically all of them were wearing shorts, just the way she was. Hers were high-waisted denims with her sleeveless cotton-print blouse tucked in. Blouse was the word Mama used, an ensemble designed to show off not only her trim athletic legs, but also her small waist. She saw immediately that most of the other girls were wearing flip-flops or running shoes, but she figured her white kids fit in fine. She didn't see any other mothers dressed quite like Mama, who had on a t-shirt and a denim jumper that came down below her knees. A pair of athletic socks rose up from out of her striped sneakers as if to meet the hem of the jumper. Never in her life had Charlotte possessed the strength to entertain doubts about Mama's taste any more than her authority. Mama was Mama, which was all there was to say about Mama.